This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this beautiful day?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott. Are you fine?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful.
And so how are your resolutions holding out?
I didn't really make a formal New Year's resolution this year. I set some goals for the year, but I really never thought of them as New Year's resolutions. But I hear there's lots of people making them, and the main one is, of course, big surprise, losing weight.
Yeah, after making more money, it's getting in shape.
That's yep. Right.
And, okay, well, good on you. You're already in good shape, right?
Not as good as I want to be, but I've been taking the Exula and the Stratiflora and one of the products I really love is the Zoetine and doing hot yoga, and it seems to be having a positive effect.
Yeah, I know when I read the superior in results to all others, and the first bullet one of the big bullets is increases healthy muscle and structural density for optimizing youthful firmness and trimmer and shapelier body.
Wow.
I mean, does it just about wrap it up or what?
It does.
Yeah, I have been taking that, you know. It's actually a meal replacement product. It has quite a bit of protein powder in it. So when you take it, it actually replaces a whole meal.
Wow. So one of the questions that I have is, because there's certain types of fats that's in Zoetine, and then, of course, there's the type of fats that are in our French fries, and I think oftentimes people make the mistake that fat is fat is fat. And we had an interesting conversation the other day about some of the differences, and I was hoping you could share that with some of the listeners.
Well, actually true. I ran into a high-performing bodybuilder, a fellow who really takes care of his body and really believes that he knows what exactly he needs to do. And he looked at the label of the Zoetine and said, there's too much fat in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this is not right. Let me double-check what I really... You know, I really went to the sources on it. I just thought, well, I'm not going to argue it without my gun magazine fully loaded. So I went to Javari, the creator of the product, and I said, let's have a chat about these fats. And he says, well, you know, there are smart fats and stupid fats.
Mm.
And here's what you need to know. A protein will, in absence of good fats or smart fats, be used as fuel. It will be actually burnt up as calories, as opposed to converted into new muscular tissue. So unless and until you provide sufficient essential fatty acids right at the same time as you provide the protein, it will actually be wasted.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
if you want to do the trimmer and shapelier body shape, you provide protein and the right essential fatty acids, and bang, the fire, instead of burning off the proteins and wasting them, turns them into muscle building opportunity.
Oh, I see. So if we're taking the wrong fats, the body's not going to, it's going to say, I don't want to burn that. I'll just burn this protein instead. So instead of rebuilding your muscles and your bones and everything else, it then gets wasted away. And you're left with the bad fat on your waist or hips.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you know, the quote would be that the superfood grade protein feeds your body, and you know, it's limiting your junk food appetite, and then it will encourage the, you know, natural fat loss, and you know, so it goes to cellular healing and tissue repair and enhancing the enzyme activity in the body too. So
that, mm-hmm. I was going to say, so that's one aspect of what we put into our body, is making sure that the right thing goes to work on the right aspect of our health.
Yes. Well, we have been in this conversation a good number of times talking about superfoods. I was just talking to a fellow today, and he's actually concerned about his brother. And brother is 7,200 pounds overweight, taking Depakote, which is an antidepressant, spending his most of his life on the sofa, eating Starbursts and drinking Mountain Dew.
Nice.
You know, this guy is not even working. He's just living on his mom's couch all the time. It's just horrible. And so anyway, he's very concerned about his brother and would like better life for him.
Right.
So he's asking me, well, what should he do? And I say, well, you know, this guy is quite a ways in. He's depressed. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to get some endorphins in his body, some neuropeptides, something that his brain can run on that's going to produce thoughts other than toxic thoughts.
Yeah, feeling happy and satisfied and content as opposed to depressed.
Yeah. So the first thing I said, well, we need to get Zoetine inside of him. You know, I need him to take a couple of meals of Zoetine in the morning so that by the time the afternoon hits, he's not in his cravings mode. Because when you eat nutrient-poor food, like, you know, if, for instance, you start with a breakfast cereal that you follow up with a fast food lunch, so far, all you have done is piled a bunch of calories, but you have provided very little nutrition.
Right.
So by the time 3 or 4 o'clock rolls around, your body says, feed me. It's not asking for calories. It's asking for nutrients.
I think that's a big point that most people don't think of enough. It's not the calories that the body wants. It's the building blocks of a healthy life that it wants.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, once we get this fellow on a decent meal, you know, come 3 or 4 o'clock, he's going to say, I think I could go for a walk.
Right.
Instead of, I think I need to go to the corner store to buy myself a Starburst.
Right, right. And if you're getting good protein, you're going to have a lot better control over your appetite, right? I mean, that's just what
absolutely.
You're saying. Is,
yes, that's the point.
Rather than going for the quick sugar rush just to kind of satisfy that desire, when you've got that good protein, you're... and that's part of the problem, right? Is the body wants good quality protein. When it doesn't get it, it's like, feed me more, feed me more, feed me more. And if all you're sticking in is ice cream and sugar and chocolate bars and all that sort of stuff, no wonder we eat this stuff and we don't feel satisfied and we continue to feel hungry or crave foods, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because really when we're craving foods, it's our body saying, you're not putting the right thing in there.
Yes. And so it's almost a vicious circle. You know, your body says, feed me. It didn't say, feed me calories. It just says, feed me.
Right.
And you're mistaking it, or you're culturally, you don't even understand that you need to go for nutrient-dense foods. And so if you go for nutrient-poor foods, you just pile on calories, and it's like a runaway train that keeps on gaining speed because it just, you know, builds on itself.
Right. Well, and when people talk about protein, I know what I think of is chicken or steak or maybe dairy products. And,
right.
And those types of protein, that's one type of protein. And then, of course, there's vegetable proteins, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And so what are some of the differences?
Yeah, we use the Canadian organic hemp. You know, we have to get it from Canada because the ever-so-smart regulators in America have outlawed hemp. Although the farmers in Dakota are having a big argument with the government over that. Anyway, hemp has been for centuries a staple for so many things. And you can buy the finished product. Hemp powder and hemp seeds are available in grocery stores.
Right.
What we do is we buy organic, cold extracted, properly processed protein powder. So it's not just some crappy stuff. This is the highest grade protein you can find.
And raw protein from a vegetable source, right?
That's
or
right.
Plant source, maybe would be a better way of putting
plant
it.
Plant source, yes. And better than that, the profile of the amino acids and the fatty acids in this is just nearly ideal. You know, the profile of essential amino acids that we humans require is its certain balance, and this is almost as good as it can get. And similarly with the essential fatty acids, you know, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, we need to get them in a certain ratio for it to work right. And hemp is just about as good as it can get. You know, 21 amino acids, globulin, edistin, albumin, you know, all the right things. We could put a reference to all of the beautiful features for the science-oriented folks if they just don't believe me and want to see it in writing.
Right. There's lots of science behind it, and you can get it if you want at www.life-enthusiast.com. One of the things that I'm curious about the zeotene is because it's basically a raw food, does that mean there's a lot of enzymes in the formulation?
Well, automatically, of course, you know, because the hemp powder itself is uncooked, it already contains its own enzymes. Plus, we, you know, when we make the product, we actually enhance it. You know, we add to it a special culture. We actually grow seeds, beans, vegetables, and grains that we sprout, and when they're sprouted, we then have them fed to a kimchi culture, which is an enzymatic digestion, similar to sauerkraut, if you will. And that creates a digestive enzyme field that we mix into this. It's just so powerful. You just have no concept of how powerful that is. It's actually, you know, in the olden days, when people didn't have refrigeration, all they had was sauerkraut. In Germany, or, you know, in Central Europe, it was sauerkraut. In the Asian countries, it was the kimchi.
Right.
And if you didn't eat that, you'd get sick. But if you did eat it, it's rich in vitamins, it's rich in enzymes, it's just phenomenal. Of course, you know, we don't need it now as much because we are able to get fresh vegetables all year round.
Plus refrigeration and that sort of stuff.
Right, but because of that. But still, with refrigeration, the enzyme levels go down anyway. So even though the tomato looks as nice as it looked in the summer, it's actually not quite as good. But anyway, so we actually put this culture into the product so that we rebuild your digestive system in the process of feeding you. And we also put a blend of seeds in there, golden flax, chia, pumpkin, sesame, raspberry. You know, that's all the essential fatty acids to round it out. And we also add into it chlorella, spirulina, and dunaliella. These are, you know, green superfoods. Algae has been well documented to provide high density nutrients. Anything dark green is just good for you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, just to get back to our kind of our original topic on the different types of fats. Basically, what you're saying is be aware of the type of fat that goes into the creation of any product, right? Because if it's there's been a lot of talk about trans fats and saturated fats and unsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats, and it goes on and on and on. But some of those fats are not like our ancestors on the savannah in Africa never ran into them, right? So our bodies are not very good at knowing how to break down those fats or how to use those fats, and then it just sort of stores them somewhere where it kind of tries to get them out of the way. And yet we really do need the right type of fats for our joints to work properly, the lubrication of our bodies and the proper proper workings of different aspects of our bodies, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's crucial and critical. And these are the essential fatty acids. And they're only found in seeds. And they rancidify very quickly, or rancidize. I don't know which word is right.
They turn rancid.
Yeah, that. So what happens with these, they're actually taken out of all the oils that you would find on grocery store shelves. You know, if the oil is in a clear bottle sitting on a on a regular shelf without refrigeration. For more than that. The oil had to have been stripped off the essential fatty acids because they would make that thing go rancid.
Right.
And if you don't have that supplied, the penalty is your skin starts wrinkling, becoming sallow, hang down. You get low-grade inflammation, painful skin and muscles and joints. Hair starts looking dull. Does it seem like aging to you?
It does sound like aging a lot, actually.
Yeah, and that's what that is, you know, diminishing living life power. And there's plenty of research showing that there's this one doctor in New York, Nicholas Perricone, I think that's how they pronounce the name. He did research into beauty, and he found that essential fatty acids would help restore health to the skin. And so he started prescribing essential fatty acids, essentially flax, borage, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And his clients would get on it for a facial, and they'd lose weight.
Wow.
And, you know, it was like, oh, what's going on here?
Right.
And then they finally figured it out that actually that's what happens when you supplement essential fatty acids. Your body starts working better, and it starts restoring good balance between fat and muscle. There was another story that I'm reminded of, which had to deal with hog farmers. this hog farmer brought in a whole bunch of coconut fat from the tropics to feed to his hogs to fatten them up.
Right.
And the more he fed them coconut fat, the skinnier they got.
Ah. Wow.
That's because it's rich in essential fatty acids, and that's that's what it does.
So when you get the good stuff, look out.
Yeah. Well, you go lean, athletic.
That's right. So people that want to, so getting back to our friend who's the bodybuilder and other people that want to be kind of higher level or elite athletes, they can be doing themselves a real disservice by not having the proper amount of fats in their diets, of the right type of fats in their diets.
Yes, and you will notice that if you look at their skin. If the skin is kind of aged and old looking, and it may have pulls and tears, and just start to sort of look that sort of gray, sallow look to it.
And stretched out kind of.
Yeah, stretch marks is
typical. You've got big muscles, and then all of a sudden it stretches your skin, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All of those, yeah, that's a sure sign of essential fatty acid deprivation.
So here's a question, since you said stretch marks, and of course to me that means moms, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So if someone was a mother and had some stretch marks and they started getting the proper
nutrition,
essential fatty acids, would those stretch marks start to disappear?
I think what we need to do is call people for a trial study here. I think, you know, this is not too complex. We could do both internal nutritional supplementation, and we can do it on the surface. You know, we do have the hemp oil available in a pint-sized bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need a bunch of women who are currently pregnant to start putting this natural oil on their tummies.
See what happens.
See what happens. I don't know if I'm fairly certain prevention is possible. What I'm not certain of is once the stretch marks are in, whether this will undo it.
Right.
There's a chance of that. I know for a fact that we have the enzymes, you know, the xylitol serrapeptase types, that will focus on fibrin and eat it. So, you know, if somebody is really concerned about their stretch marks, we can get them a bottle or two of xylitol, and they can definitely take care of that. But the essential fatty acids by themselves, we need to run a trial. Get me 100 people and let's try them.
There you go. So if you're about to have a baby or thinking about having a baby, you should get a hold of Martin at 866-543-3388 and see if you can take part in this trial. Because wouldn't that be cool to have a baby and then when you're done, have your tummy looking the way it did before you had the baby?
Yes. I bet there will be a few people who would want to do that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And all of you men with your enormous beer gut that you're thinking of getting rid of, you know, to prevent stretch marks, you also need a load of essential fatty acids.
And the best way to get that is through zoetine, right?
Well, the zoetine is a wonderful, convenient item where everything's been put into the mix. So all you have to do is just get the bottle and scoop 2 tablespoons of it into a smoothie, and there's your meal.
That's
so,
right.
You know, with the bottle going for about, well, on the special that we're putting together, the bottle is $50, which means $7 a day if you take 4 bottles a month and live on this. I mean, if you do that much, you're actually able to do 2 meals a day of zoetine.
Wow.
So I don't know that somebody would like to live on it like that, but, you know, maybe 1 week of straight zoetine, 2 meals a day, and then the next month of 1 meal a day. And that should pretty much take care of a large number of inches that you've had that you don't want to have anymore.
Right. Well, I know there's lots of different cleanses and stuff like that that people go on and they end up losing a lot of weight. And it seems to me that that's kind of a fake weight loss, because most of those people that I know do it put it on just as fast when they're done. So obviously they're not, you know, building up muscle. And
Yeah, you can always starve the body or push it into ketosis, you know, anaerobic way of getting rid of fat, you know, where you just go so acidic, the body just melts it away. But that's not the way to do it. It's not permanent.
And it's not healthy, right?
No. Puts enormous stress on everything.
And that's the one thing we don't want to do. It's not necessary to put a huge amount of stress on your body. It's necessary to give your body the proper nutrition so that it can work at an optimum level. And that's
exactly
hard to do in our grocery store society, because most of the food's been cooked or it's been processed, and when it's been cooked or processed, all the good stuff is out and the bad stuff is still in, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what you're left with is, we call it low nutrient density food.
Yeah.
You know, lots of calories. You know, a bowl of cereal, you know, the one that they advertise for the morning meal.
Yes.
You know, where they say you have a bowl of our cereal and a cup of milk and a handful of blueberries? All of the good stuff is in the blueberries.
I was going to say all that you really need to eat is the blueberries.
Yeah.
My favorite fruit in the whole wide world, by the way, is blueberry.
Oh, mine too. I don't know if I said this on the podcast or not, but my wife and I go down to the blueberry growing valley in British Columbia and buy 200 to 300 pounds of organic blueberries and put them in our freezer for the year.
Oh, no, you never did. Well, you might have, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm the blueberry king, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a whole pile of blueberry farms just down the road from me, and in the summertime, I head over there and just buy them by the boxes, and
yep.
Just love it. Turn blue for a couple months. And cool. Well, that's really interesting information about the zoetine, Martin, particularly this time of year when everyone's concerned about what they did over Christmas, which was usually eat too much and drink too much. And I'm quite proud of myself, because we're doing this the second week in January, and not only did I have Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving before that to contend with, but I just got back from a week-long cruise in the Caribbean, and if you know anything about cruise ships, you know that they have more food in more places that are tempting you to overeat than anywhere else, I think, in the world. And they had a chocolate midnight buffet.
Oh, Lord.
Which you have to walk by it. They open it up, and you're not allowed to touch it for the first 15 minutes. Everybody walks by and drools at all the beautiful chocolate, you name it, that they've got. And then they open it up after 15 minutes, after everyone's had a chance to see it, to start eating it. And the meals are all 5-star with, you know, and desserts,
yep.
Like, unbelievable. And, And of course, I took the I forgot the name, Zymitol and the Exula 50 with me, and used that kind of as supplements, and then just made sure that I ate a reasonable amount of food, which just, you know, take a little bit of stuff that you really want to taste, don't have to fill up a full plate of it, and spend a little bit of time in the gym and walking around all the beaches that we stopped in, and came back the same weight that I left. So I was quite pleased with the...
Yeah, that's actually impressive that you're able to come back from a cruise same weight. That's an exception, I'm sure.
It is, but I mean, I was very, very careful, you know, that I didn't... Because, I mean, you could lose control so easily, like looking at some of these meals, and there's buffet lines that are, you know, like forever with every different type of food on there and stuff that
you
cooked. And
yeah, and you take a normal serving 5-6 times, right?
That's right, yeah. That's just for breakfast. Then again for lunch, and then again for dinner, and then again for, you know...
The late dinner.
The late dinner, and then there's a midnight snack, and then there's,
Well, I tell you, well, you know, this zoetine, is that the best thing about it is this. You can even be a couch potato, and you can lose fat without having to exercise much, because it's so powerful that it actually converts fat into protein just by being there.
Wow.
Now, I don't think that there are too many products that can actually do that.
So, and then just combine that with a moderate exercise program and watch out.
Oh, dear, all you have to do is just walk. You don't even have to lift heavy weights to make change.
Cool. So can you repeat for us again, like you had said, like twice a day, take the zoetine twice a day, two tablespoons?
Well, you know, there are...
For an optimum...
There are 135 teaspoons to the bottle, which is, if you divide it by 3, that's about 40, right?
Yep.
40 tablespoons. So if you take 3 tablespoons a day, it'll last you a week.
Mm-hmm. And you'll start seeing results right away.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, this brings us to the end of another fascinating Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Martin, thank you very much for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us once more. And if somebody would like to get a hold of you and ask you some questions personally, what's the number that they could call?
Well, they can call the company number, which is 866-543-3388.
Okay.
Or they can call my personal line, which is 775-299-4661. That one I'll answer myself directly most of the time, if I'm not on another call.
Great. And
which is happening lately a lot.
A lot of people calling?
Yes.
Good.
I have noticed that since about Christmas, there seem to be an extra, I want to get my life in order kind of people.
Mm. That's great.
Yeah, encouraging. I'm glad that there are people who are discovering the fact that they would like to live a life a little better than what they had been getting so far.
Yeah. Well, and plus we're able to, right? I mean, I think a big problem is people thought all they had was, you know, the Cheerios in the cereal aisle and, tired fruit and vegetables. And I think it's great that we're able to show them that there's lots of good alternatives out there that they can do.
I've been getting all kinds of calls since Christmas time, actually, working with people in all manner of digestive dysfunction. I don't know if it's too common or not, but just as an example, you know, a fellow called up and said, well, he actually wrote it. This is after 4 weeks. My acid reflux is gone and I'm 4 weeks free from Nexium.
Nice.
Yeah. For the past 9 years, I have suffered from an extremely uncomfortable bout of acid reflux. After consulting with my physician and having an upper endoscopy done, I was told by the specialist that I would be on Nexium or Acifex for the rest of my life.
Ouch.
And could require an operation to fix my stomach. I suffered 9 years before I finally got so fed up with how I felt that I researched every possible cure for my condition. And finally, I found Life Enthusiast Co-op, who quickly, well, Martin specifically, who quickly and easily gave me the solution I needed. I can't say enough about Life Enthusiast Co-op and Martin Patella, and no words can express my gratitude. I've learned why so many people are sick in the U.S. and how easy dietary changes and proper supplementation could cure the masses. I'm a changed person. So this is from Jock Putney, who says, put my name anywhere you want, and phone number two, if somebody wants to call me, I'll tell him.
Nice.
So, you know, here's a guy who has spent 9 years of desperation in the hands of the medical system. And it took, well, I sent him a bottle of Strataflora and a bottle of XLA 50, which, you know, one fixes the digestive system, the other one starts nourishing it. And then I gave him a bunch of hints about the foods that were specific to his needs. You know, we just talked for, you know, maybe 15 minutes, got it all straightened out. And next thing you know, this guy is just on cloud nine. I mean, he has his life back.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just proper nutrition and what it can bring to you.
Exactly. But also, I feel encouraged about the fact that, you know, when we do talk to people and give them the right direction, if they take it, they get better.
Yeah, what amazing, what a concept, right?
Yeah, and it's all natural healing, you know. This is not medicine. This is just basic nutritional advice.
Yeah, when the body gets what it needs, it can heal itself.
Yeah.
Usually.
So there. So thank you, Jock, for your support. And to all of you out there who are suffering, you don't have to.
Yeah. And, yeah, head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages on all sorts of different conditions and on health education and disease information and articles and information about consultants that we use. And there's just tons of resources there, so you don't have to be in whatever shape you're in now if you don't want to.
And that's the fact.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Bye.
Thank you. Restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye.